This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: Life Extension Program for B-61 Nuclear Bomb Cost Twice Its Weight in Gold. The Pentagon and the DOE have proposed to refurbish up to 500 B-61 nuclear bombs with new military capabilities at a cost of $12 billion. This is an expensive proposition. Each bomb is estimated to weigh 700 pounds. Gold is currently priced at over $1,350 per troy ounce. In the extreme and at that cost, each bomb could be made out of solid gold and have an exact twin. More than $2.65 billion of the work would be done at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque under the Life Extension Program. About 180 of the B-61 Cold War bombs are based in Europe. Government officials in Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands, where many of the bombs are based, are asking that they be removed. The costs of the program have increased exponentially over the years. The Obama administration requested $537 million for the B-61 refurbishment in fiscal year 14, which began October 1st. The House Appropriations Committee fully funded the request, but the Senate Appropriations Committee cut the budget 31%, or $168 billion. Because of the recent continuing resolution, the B-61 funding extends current lower funding levels. Nuclear Watch New Mexico has argued for some time that the Life Extension Program will give new military capabilities to the B-61. The Air Force is proposing to modify the tail kit. Jay Coughlin, the executive director of the group, said that the tail kit assembly, quote, will dramatically increase the targeting accuracy, functionality melding tactical and strategic variance, end quote. He added that the Department of Energy Life Extension Program, quote, will transform a dumb analog bomb into a digital nuclear smart bomb for delivery by future super stealthy aircraft, referring to the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Coughlin concluded by saying, in my view, this combination clearly creates new military capabilities, end quote. Further in June, a coalition of religious organizations wrote to the Senate Energy and Water Development Appropriations Subcommittee, arguing against funding the B-61 nuclear bomb refurbishment. They wrote, quote, in these times of fiscal constraints when funding for social programs and services that promote human security by helping feed and house the disenfranchised and the needy are being reduced, it is morally unjustifiable to spend billions of dollars on nuclear weapon systems that we do not need, end quote. Joni Ahrens of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety urged the public to contact their elected officials. She said, quote, now is the time to contact your elected congressional members and voice your concerns. For more information and an electronic action alert, please visit the Friends Committee on National Legislation website at fcnl.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and like us on Facebook.